A month before last year's federal election, Tony Abbott promised that there would be no deals done with independents and minor parties under any political movement that he led. Tonight, the ABC can reveal that to get the Greens to vote for an increase in the excise on petrol, the government was prepared to dump legislation linking it to roads funding. The offer was made to the Greens leader Christine Milne during a meeting in late August, but she rejected it. A spokesman for Senator Milne says she knocked it back because she believed the government would still spend the money on roads. Senator Milne's refusal to negotiate with the government on the budget has rankled members of her party room. Our reporter Eliza Borello has the story and joins me now. Eliza, what do you know about this offer and how do you know it?
Good evening, Mark. Well, what we know is that before the government had made much headway negotiating key budget measures through the Senate in about August, it made an offer, a significant offer, to the Greens leader Christine Milne to try to convince her to pass its plan to increase fuel excise. This, if they were successful, would have garnered the government about $2.3 billion in extra budget savings. Now, we know since then the government's had some progress with Clive Palmer on the mining tax, and they've convinced Labor to pass about $3 billion worth of welfare savings. But at this point, the government wasn't having much luck with its negotiating. So it's a significant offer. The terms of the offer were you vote to re-index fuel excise and we'll dump our legislation linking the proceeds of the increase dollar for dollar with road funding. That obviously was Christine Milne's sticking point at the time. She didn't want to see this extra tax going towards funding new roads, which she says today and said then would increase pollution.
But this isn't just coming from Christine Milne's office?
No. Senior sources from the coalition have described what happened at this meeting to us. They've said they also made an offer in this meeting to convince the states or to use some of the money they were going to convince the states to recycle through asset recycling to go towards public transport like light rail. Now, that's interesting because the government doesn't want to fund public transport. It could argue that it would get the states to do that. But there were some significant offers being made to Christine Milne, but she rejected them. Now, as you mentioned earlier, her negotiating style isn't going down well with some members of her party room.
What's going on there?
Well, one source inside the Greens party room has said to the ABC that her refusal to negotiate doesn't make sense to them. They've said if the Greens are serious about negotiating good outcomes, why would we take everything off the table? There are other left-wing left-wing think tanks, actually, Richard Dennis from the Australia Institute, who are also baffled by Christine Milne's approach, saying why would an anti-pollution party not vote to put up a tax on petrol, something that they believe could eventually reduce pollution.
A lot of commentators of left and right have noticed this.
Well, look, and I think it's a discussion that has really polarised the Greens. Their reason for being is to fight pollution, but yet they've got their leader rejecting this kind of offer.
It's not that big a party room. I mean, how divided is it?
Well, I think if, as I said, if you can imagine that it would be hard to reconcile if you're a Greens MP, you're there, the name of your party is the Greens, and you've got your leader saying, I don't want to vote for a tax on petrol, something that increases pollution. We understand there are a number of Greens MPs that are unhappy with this approach.
Too early to say, to do a numbers count.
Look, we haven't had any suggestion that this will lead to some kind of leadership challenge, Mark. I've got to be honest with you there. However, as I said, the Greens, it was news definitely to some in the leadership of the Greens that Christine Milne had rejected this offer.
Eliza Borello, thank you very much.